Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. And I'm joined today by Rod McIlree, who is the Managing Director of Blue Jay Mining. Good morning to you, Rod. You well?
I'm well, Matt. Thanks for having me. It's good.
Absolute pleasure. Now, starting off, there's been a lot in the news, or there's been a lot of news flow come out from Blue Jay. All looks very exciting over the past few months. But for our viewers and potential new investors, can you just explain what Blue Jay Mining is and what you do?
Sure. Look, in a very high-level sense, Blue Jay came about through the merger of our interest in Greenland and Western Areas listed subsidiary here in London. We were well known to the Western Areas guys. They're a large Australian nickel miner. Mm-hmm. They were using the London listing to further their Finnish assets. They approached us and wanted to grow the company into a pan-Nordic exploration. We agreed and have joined forces. We've taken the company predominantly into Greenland, but we still own the Finnish assets. We'll come to those in a second. But we are focused on Greenland because of the prospectivity and the sovereign risk, or lack thereof, I guess.
And what are you mining for in Greenland and Finland?
Well, Greenland, to start with, I think it's probably worth saying at the start that Greenland's an interesting place in that it's been the subject of state-sponsored exploration for probably the best part of 50 years. What we find in Greenland is an area that has enormous prospectivity, statistically speaking, hasn't really had all of its super giant ore bodies exploited yet. It's a very stable country in the sense that it's an EEC member. But a lot of the initial quite capital-intensive work programs in the sense of exploration have been conducted by the Danish and Greenlandic Geological Survey. So what we've found in that country is we're able to come in and lever off that database and take those projects forward in a commercial sense, whereas historically they've been studied by the state as academic and scientific occurrences of metal. So we find that's a very successful model, and we've been in Greenland for 11 or 12 years. Mm-hmm. Our original activities in Greenland was to do with a uranium project that subsequently became the second largest measured occurrence of uranium in the world. Mm-hmm. And that project was the catalyst for Greenland and Denmark overturning their multi-decade ban on uranium mm-hmm. mining. It was through that process that we got to know the regulators, the government up there. The Greenlanders are good people, they're solid. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think, a very solid foundation of friendship and respect with those various groups, such that we've now gone on to a second company that has accumulated a number of projects from various entities, both listed and organically grown. Mm-hmm. Such that now I think we offer a pretty compelling story with what I believe to be four quite significant and interesting geological occurrences of metal that represent global significance. So it's nickel, copper, platinum is one exploration play, zinc, lead, silver, mm-hmm. I should say, on the other. But our flagship project is the Pitufik Titanium Project.
Okay, and looking at that flagship project in Greenland, over the past 6 months or past year, you've got to the process where you are today. Mm. But can you just walk us through how you've reached this stage that you're at?
Sure. Look, it's one of these things that I've said actually to a couple of different interested parties, is that because we know our way forward in Greenland very well, we've actually done this in a slightly unorthodox way of doing it, such that the most recent activity was the announcement of the resource statement. We internally, again, levering off this Danish historical work, Pitufik was discovered in 1916, mm-hmm. and it has always been recognised as the highest grade occurrence of ilmenite in the world. But to get it independently verified in the current regulatory environment, that takes time and it takes work programs. So we were comfortable enough initiating, things like feasibility, the environmental. Mm-hmm. Impact assessment and all of these other work streams that ultimately, in many instances, you need the resource as a precursor to initiate.
Yep.
We felt that it wasn't worth wasting all that time to get the resource, which we knew was going to be outstanding in the first place. So I think what we've done now is we've got to a point where this project's been demonstrated to be globally significant in terms of grade. I think shortly, at the end of this year, we have a substantial drilling program going on there. we will be able to demonstrate that it's probably one of the largest in terms of tonnes at that highest grade.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot to come. You know, bulk sample work program this year is extensive. We'll be announcing that in the coming weeks. But yeah, things are going well.
If it is one of the largest resources in the world, or concentration of resources, do you think the value of that is being reflected in the share price at the moment?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, one of these things is there's a lot of comment about technical, and I think technical has its place in a disturbed market environment. But I think what's happening here with Blue Jay is this is the discovery of a tier one asset. And for a certain period of time, as these fundamental changes take place in the company, I think there's an understanding of this, the significance of this discovery is still underway. Mm-hmm. And in my personal view, I think in 9 to 12 months, people are going to look back with the work programs that are coming and what I can see through over the next 12 to 18 months, people are going to look back at 100 million market cap and sort of think to themselves that there was an opportunity to buy there that was, you know, compelling.
So a potential missed opportunity then?
Well, in hindsight, you know, I'm just trying to predict people's hindsight, but I think that I can see what's coming, and this is far from over.
Okay, and with regards to, say, let's say, milestones over the next 9, 12 months or pushing out to 18 months, what could investors now in Blue Jay look forward to?
Yeah, I think there's a number of ways that we need to drive this forward. We've got the permitting side of it. I think that, you know, there's nothing really there that I see as being any kind of issue. The environmental, the social impact assessments are well advanced. We've started the government dialogue now. Yeah. So the process of exploitation is now in the time mandated hands of the government. So that's we put out a release on that the other day. There's the resource and the metallurgical and the pilot plant and everything that goes with the sort of the exploitation of that project. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, you've got the sort of the resource growth is going to come and just continue to, you know, it's going to be orders of magnitude increases as we go forward. And then underlying all of that, there's some activities that are afoot with the other assets that we recently purchased off Cairn, because I touched on Greenland is an amazing place and there are some truly remarkable assets up there, and we've got three of them. Mm-hmm. So I'd recommend, you know, anyone interested parties go to the website. There's a lot of information on there.
Okay, and you're diversifying then with the commodity. Greenland sounds like a great play, but also it's not all eggs in one basket. You've got other operations and assets that you can bring online and work with. Is that correct?
It is. And this comes about through, I guess, more than 11 years' worth of experience in Greenland. And when we first arrived, we started with a project that ultimately grew to be very significant in two commodity areas, rare earths and uranium, mm-hmm. although it was so complex as to be almost very difficult. What we learned through that process, as I said, is that Greenland's extraordinarily prospective, and if you can get some type of cash flow, simple, easy, low capital cost, low environmental footprint, and Pitifik ticks all of those boxes such that, you know, I can see an operation here that could run for 150 years and then some, and that's been quite conservative. So if you've got that kind of annuity or perpetuity in that case, where you can provide exploration dollars and dividends, because we're big shareholders, this is the model we've put together, because we have a dominant position in Greenland with a cash flow engine, if you like, that will allow us to expand into a sort of a more regional sense. Mm-hmm. So that's the model that we've adopted.
Good. And just to briefly finish off the shareholder base, is it quite institutional?
Yeah, that came about through a fundraising we did late last year of £8.5 million. We got some pretty significant Citi groups on the register. After doing what was, you know, many months worth of due diligence, it went all the way up to speaking with the Minister of Mines in Greenland that we facilitated for these guys. So I think what we have is a solid, very well-informed group of shareholders about the strategy, the Greenland, the politics, and the opportunity. So, no, we're in good shape.
Fantastic. Rob McCurry of Blue Jay Mining, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, mate. That's good.